Chapter 10. Dorian decides to change. It was 6 months later, and Dorian and Lord Henry were in Henry's drawing room. It was late in the evening.
"But I don't want you to be good," said Lord Henry. "I don't want you to change."
Dorian shook his head.
"No, Henry. I have done too many terrible things. I am not going to do any more. I decided yesterday that I must change."
"Where were you yesterday?"
"I was in the countryside with a very beautiful young woman called Hetty Merton," Dorian replied. "I was in love with her. She is wonderful, like Sybil Vane. We planned to leave England together this morning, but I decided not to meet her. I want her to stay innocent."
"And how do you know that Hetty isn't crying like Shakespeare's Juliet now?"
said Lord Henry.
"Stop it, Henry," shouted Dorian. "You laugh and then say terrible things. I am going to be a good person. But I don't want to talk about me. Tell me about London. What's happened here?"
"People are still talking about Basil. No one has seen him," replied Lord Henry.
"What do you think has happened to him?" replied Dorian.
"I don't know," replied Lord Henry. "The police know that he never went to Paris."
"Did someone murder him, do you think?" asked Dorian, sitting down at the piano and beginning to play it quietly. Lord Henry laughed.
"No. Basil was boring, but he had a lot of friends."
"Maybe I murdered him," said Dorian. He turned and watched Lord Henry.
"You are not a murderer," his friend replied and laughed. "Rich people don't murder people because they can't talk about it after dinner. But tell me, Dorian, how did you keep your innocent face? What is your secret? I am only 10 years older than you, but I look tired and grey. You have never looked more handsome than you do tonight. You haven't changed."
"I have changed, Henry," said Dorian. "You poisoned me with a book before. Please do not lend that book to anyone again. It destroys people." Dorian got up from the piano. "Henry, I am tired tonight," he said. "It is nearly 11, and I want to go to bed."
"Come round tomorrow, then," said Lord Henry. "We can go to the park. The flowers are beautiful now."
"All right. I will come in the morning," said Dorian. Then he took his coat and left. When Dorian got home, he lay down on the sofa and thought about Lord Henry's words. Was it really not possible to change? Was there no hope? Suddenly, he remembered Hetty Merton and got up. "Will the painting show that I have been good to her?" he thought. He took the lamp from the table and went upstairs. But when he pulled the curtain away and looked at the portrait, he felt ill. He saw the eyes and the mouth of a hypocrite in the face. There was also red on both the feet and the hands. The thing was more terrible, if possible, than before. "What can I do?" Dorian thought. "Should I tell the police about Basil?" No, the idea was too terrible. Basil's death was not very important to him. But he was thinking about Hetty Merton. "I was kind to her, but I didn't really want to help her. I wanted to help me," he thought. "The painting is right. I am a hypocrite." Only the painting could tell people about Basil. I liked the painting before, but now I hate it. It stops me sleeping at night, so I must destroy it, Dorian thought. He looked around and saw that the knife was still on the floor. He picked it up and stabbed the picture with it. There was a loud cry, and then the sound of something falling. The noise woke the servants up, and people on the street outside heard it too. The servants were very frightened, but after about a quarter of an hour, two of them slowly went upstairs. Inside the room, they found a beautiful portrait of Dorian Gray, looking young, innocent and handsome, just as they knew him. But lying on the floor was a dead man, with a knife in his stomach. He was very thin and old, and there were thousands of lines on his ugly face.
"Who is he?" one of the servants asked. "His face is so terrible and ugly. It is difficult to look at him."
"Look at the rings on his fingers," said the other. "It is Dorian Gray."
Penguin Readers. The Picture of Dorian Gray. Oscar Wilde. Level 3. Retold by Anna Truin. Illustrated by Beatrice Castro. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2020.